Well, today we're visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2016 from Riverside High School in Oakland. And we have four students to visit with today. We're going to start with...
Taylor Applegate.
Okay, Taylor, tell us about your family.
Well, I have a sister, and my parents are from around here, grew up here. I'll be the first one going to college out of my family, so pretty exciting.
Excellent. So you've got a lot to look forward to.
Yeah.
Let's talk about classes. What classwork did you enjoy here?
Oh, I took a lot of online college classes. I really liked some of my math classes and my science classes. It seems like I didn't take very many, like, varieties of classes. That's really all I took.
Okay. What about teachers? Are there any teachers that you'll be thinking about years from now that help point you in the right direction?
I think maybe Miss Hinkhouse. She's our chemistry teacher, our science teacher. She's also our student council sponsor. And she was just really fun, left an impression on me.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
I'm in dance team. That's about the only sport I do, but I have student council, National Honor Society. I'm really involved in 4-H.
Okay. Do you have a favorite among all those things?
Probably 4-H, because I've been in it for 10 or 11 years now. So it's just kept me really busy and really fun.
Okay. Is there something in, say, 4-H, for example, that you're most proud of?
I don't know. The whole thing, really. I don't have a certain favorite, but maybe being on County Youth Council is probably very important for me.
Okay. Very good. Well, always leadership positions are always important things. Well, let's talk about the future now for you. What's going to happen with you this fall?
I'll be going to Northwest Missouri State for animal science pre-vet. And I should be able to graduate in 3 years. I have 36 college credits already. And then I'll be going to a vet school after that. I'm not sure which one yet.
Very good. Why'd you choose Northwest Missouri?
It's kind of a smaller feel, and I'm more of a small town kind of person. And their ag programs are really exceptional.
Is veterinary, is that something you always thought about being involved in?
Yeah, I've dreamed of being a vet since I was like in sixth grade. And it hasn't really, like, varied from there at all.
Okay. Have you had a chance to do any, internships or shadowing at all at a place like that?
We do a job shadow to graduate. So I recently did one at the Shelby Vet Clinic, and it was a really great experience for me.
Very good. So you learned that you will like it.
Yeah, I did.
Very good. Well, talk a little bit about the future then. Getting into veterinary, do you want to stay in a rural community where you can do some large animal work then too?
I'd like to hope so, but... I don't know where it's going to take me right now, and if my parents get their way, I'll stay around here forever.
All right. Well, talk to those eighth graders. What advice would you like to give them as they get ready to start high school in the fall?
I would say probably take as many challenging classes as you can. It's better to have as many college credits as you can possibly get and a good ACT score and a GPA to get into college versus... maybe getting all of those A's that you think you need. So,
very good advice. Well, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have?
Brock Bentley.
Okay. Brock, tell us about your family.
My parents are Brian and Sheila. I have three siblings, Skyrit and Stacy, and they're all younger than me.
Okay. So you're the trailblazer then. You have to show them the way. You're probably a great leader then.
I try to be.
Would they say the same if I asked them?
I think so.
Okay. Very good. Talk about classes. What'd you enjoy?
I took a lot of shop classes and ag classes with Roten. Those are my favorites. Me and some other friends spent a majority of our high school in the shop learning welding and different things like that, and that was fun. And then probably my favorite core classes was always math class with Miss Hauser. She always helped make sure I got the help I need, and it was really nice.
Okay. Are those some of your favorite teachers then, too?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. What makes them special?
Roten was always being able to teach us new things about stuff I was interested in, such as farming and agriculture and that type of thing. And then Ms. Hauser, she basically, if I was putting in effort, because math wasn't my best subject, if I was putting in effort, she was always able to help me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Very good. Well, talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
Throughout high school, I've been involved in football, wrestling, track, baseball, FFA, basically all those sports. Football is definitely my favorite, though.
Do you enjoy team-type activities? I mean, it sounds like you're involved in a lot of things where you've got other people around you. Do you enjoy team goals as opposed to individual goals?
Yeah, I enjoy team goals and things like that. Being in a team atmosphere is really nice. It's like having a second family, if you would say so.
Yeah, very good. Well, let's talk about the fall for you. What's up next for you this fall?
I plan to attend Des Moines Area Community College in Ankeny and study agribusiness.
Okay. Why'd you choose DMAC?
Because they have a really good ag program, only an hour and a half away from home, so it's not too far, but it's not too close.
Did you always see yourself being involved in agriculture?
Yeah, I did. My family has been farming since, I'm trying to think here, I think in the 1970s mm-hmm. is when my great-grandpa first bought the farm where I live now.
Oh, very good. So you've just always been around it. You never really saw yourself anywhere else.
Yeah, exactly. It's what I've done. I've been helping my dad and my grandpa all my life, and I don't really see myself doing anything different.
Well, that's great. You know, you see some kids in large cities that can't wait to get away. They want to go someplace and make their own way, but a lot of times we see that with the rural students. They decide that this is the way of life they know, and this is what they want, how they want to stay. Do you know other folks kind of like you then, too?
Yeah. One of my good buddies, John Gurman, is the same way. He's been around farming all his life, and I'm pretty sure that's what he's wanting to do as well.
Very good. Okay, here's the big question then. Down the road, where do you see yourself? Back on the farm, right?
Yeah, eventually. After college, I plan to get away for a while, try to make it on my own, do my own thing for a while. But eventually, 5 or 10 years down the road, I see myself back here working with my dad and my grandpa.
Okay. Give those 8th graders some advice.
Don't procrastinate. Always do your stuff before it's due. Get ahead, that type of thing. When you're a freshman and sophomore, don't slack, because that will affect your GPA come your senior year.
Don't dig a hole. Very good. Well, Brock, thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And who's next?
Aubrey Rose.
Aubrey, tell us about your family.
I'm from Avoca. My mom and dad are Will and Gina. My mom actually just graduated in May of 2015 with her RN. I have 2 younger brothers and an older sister.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about classwork. What did you enjoy?
I took a lot of science classes, definitely my favorite. Mr. Conover's one to definitely look up to, and I know many years from now I'll be telling him he was right, so no matter how much I don't want to, I know it'll be there.
He's the one you're talking about at the 10-year class reunion, huh?
Yep, of course.
All right, very good. What about extracurricular activities, then? What else did you get involved in?
I did wrestling managing all high school years. I've done soccer. I did track a couple years here and there, and then I did softball.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
I love them all. I really do. It definitely being part of a team is a big deal, and it's another family. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're sitting here visiting because you're one of the tops in the class. Was that a goal for you? Did you set academic goals when you started in high school that you wanted to put together a good GPA?
Yeah, it's definitely really important. You know, I want to go to a big college, so it's important to have that stuff to come with. You know, scholarships are important, and just being outlooked like that is an overall goal. It's always great.
Okay. Well, what's coming up for you this fall? Where will you be?
This fall, I'll be attending University of Nebraska at Lincoln. I'll go my first 2 years, though. I might cut it short. I have a lot of college credits that I've been able to get out of the way. So it's just my prereqs at Lincoln, and then I'll transfer to UNMC, where I plan to get my bachelor's of science in nursing. Eventually, I want to go on and get my doctorate, so it's a long road ahead of me.
Okay, so are you influenced by your mother then?
Yes, definitely is. We had a big family car accident 10 years ago. It really shifted the view of the medical field and everything for my entire family, so it's a big deal to give back what we got. So.
Very good. Well, good for you. Well, let's talk about the future then. Where do you see yourself? Do you want to come back here to this area? Where would you like to sit?
I don't really have any plan of where I see myself from now. After getting my doctorates, I plan to travel. I want to be a traveling nurse, so travel for 10, 15 years, and we'll see where that ends up taking me.
Okay. Give those 8th graders some advice.
Give it your all. It definitely is worth it. Take all the hard classes. Listen to your teachers. They know what they're talking about. As much as you hate to argue, it just isn't worth it. They really do help you out. So.
Okay. Very good. Well, good luck to you.
Thanks.
Appreciate the time very much. And next we have?
Max Farver.
Okay. Max, tell us about your family.
I am an only child, and I currently live with my grandparents, Mark and Nancy Rainey.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about your classwork. What did you enjoy?
I've enjoyed math all throughout my high school career. And the math teacher, Miss Davis, is definitely the one I would definitely say is my favorite teacher. Although I do miss taking the art classes. I haven't been able to put them in since freshman year, but I miss them.
Okay. Have those type of classes always come relatively easy for you, or do you have to work hard at it?
Math's always been fairly easy to me. I tend to be more on the analytical side. That's why I liked art. It kind of was a different thing to me. It was actually hard.
Yeah.
So it was different. I liked it.
Okay. You didn't mind coming out of your comfort zone and challenging yourself a little bit?
No, it was fun.
Okay, very good. Talk about extracurricular activities then. What else has kept you busy?
I've been in football, basketball, track, band, and choir all through my high school career.
Do you have a favorite?
I'd definitely say band and choir.
Okay. Why is that?
I don't know. It's just everyone has to work as a team. Sports generally work as a team, but in band or choir, if one person's off, it sticks out. And it's more of a group atmosphere, and it's a little bit easier going.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up next for you. What are you going to be doing this fall?
I'm going to be attending Iowa State University, majoring in software engineering.
Okay. Why'd you choose Iowa State?
I've always liked Iowa State, and for software engineering, it's the best place in the Midwest.
Okay. Is that something you've always wanted to go into, that field?
I've always known I was going to be some kind of engineering. I wasn't sure what kind until I took a computer programming class this semester, and I decided that's really what I wanted to do.
Okay. Well, so where will that take you then?
I'm hoping down the line to end up in California designing games for a big game studio.
We got a Silicon Valley guy here then, right? Let's give those 8th graders some advice. What do you want them to know before they start high school?
This is more for down the line. Don't let senioritis hit. It's not fun. It'll ruin your last semester and make the last 2 weeks hard.
Okay, very good. Max, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Max Farver. We had Taylor Applegate, Aubrey Rose, and Brock Bentley. They're some of the tops of the class of 2016 from Riverside High School.